And item six, Public Works Maintenance Facility Design Contract and Budget Amendment Ordinance. Matters related to an ordinance amending the 2022 budget and to approve a contract for the design of the Public Works Maintenance Facility.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Will Thompson, Assistant to the City Manager. I'm joined this evening by Mr. Jeff Gerber and Mr. Juan Garcia of PGAL, the city's architecture consultant. The topic before you this evening is a proposed design contract for a public works facility and an associated budget amendment ordinance. Development of a facility's master plan was approved as a top policy priority by council for this year in order to develop a long-term plan for the location and function of city facilities. As you recall, staff previously held workshops with council on this topic at your December 13th, January 31st, February 28th, and April 25th meetings. In addition, the city held two public town halls on April 5th and 7th to solicit public input on the master plan. As directed by council at your last meeting, staff has brought a design contract for the proposed public works facility at West Park Street and Dinkins Drive, the construction of which is the first step in implementing the proposed master plan. The recommended contract total includes the basic services, reimbursable costs, and geotechnical survey for the city-owned property as listed in the fee proposal. As part of tonight's discussion, staff is looking for direction on any other specified additional services that council may desire to be included in the agreement, such as lead consulting services, which are listed on the second to last page of the contract. I will note that design of the Koch property, a decision can be made, can be deferred regarding that depending on other developments. And with that, we would be happy to answer any questions that council may have.
Will, one quick question. That is, in the design contract, PGAL is indicating that they are going to require a topographic survey in addition to the geotech survey. Is that going to be handled separately?
Yes, we are confident that the city's contracted engineer, IDS, can complete that work, whereas a geotechnical survey is more specialized and would require a subcontractor.
Thank you.
So, Will, can you go through a bit more detail on the lead consulting? There is quite a large range there on the lump sum. And then the difference between commissioning and enhanced commissioning for the lead as well. And one of my questions here is, I guess I would expect in today's day and age for many of the lead concepts to be incorporated in any new building design, much like we have indoor plumbing that's pretty standard, lights, you know. So I'd like to better understand why this is additional cost on top of design for the building.
Well, I'll defer to Jeff to discuss a little bit about the lead commissioning process and those different levels.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So the lead specific costs are specifically related to the city pursuing a LEED certification through the USGBC, which has specific requirements and calculations and things in order to satisfy their specific requirements in order for them to grant a certification to any particular project. To answer your first question, there are indeed a number of LEED requirements that have made its way into the current building code, into the current state energy code, which are all requirements and are included in the basic services. The lead specific costs are those things that would be outside of that, would be required by the building code or the state energy code, things that would be specifically required to achieve credits towards whatever lead certification level that you want to. As you probably know, There are multiple levels of LEED certification, from certified to silver to gold to platinum. Those have incremental difficulties of achieving the different levels, and they have different goals in those different levels of what LEED is attempting to achieve at those various levels, correct? So So there are certain things that LEED requires in order to get any certification, one of which is an energy model. That's not normally provided as part of a normal design. That is a specific requirement of the USGBC in order to qualify the level of energy savings that the building would achieve. So that's a specific LEED cost. LEED commissioning is also a specific baseline LEED cost that is requiring a third party to come in and to essentially commission the mechanical systems and to certify that they are indeed performing at the level that they were designed to as a third party verification. As part of basic services, my engineers are doing that anyway, but USGBC requires a third party disinterested party to come in and certify for it to qualify as LEED credits. In terms of enhanced commissioning, that is an additional detailed commissioning that LEED requires to get some of the higher levels of LEED. While it depends on which credits we're ultimately going to go for and which level of LEED that the city may choose to want to go after. For example, LEED certified level usually doesn't require enhanced commissioning to achieve. Sometimes LEED silver doesn't require that either. It just depends on, you know, what other credits. For example, if you want to use photovoltaic panels as a requirement, that might eliminate some other credits. But it's really a process by which we work with the city to determine which particular credits make the most sense for your project, and that will determine whatever level that you want to really to get towards. So enhanced commissioning is LEED commissioning is a requirement to get any level of LEED. Enhanced commissioning is required additional commissioning to get generally to get to the higher levels, meaning gold or platinum, sometimes silver. The LEED consulting component has a range because depending on whether or not it's certified or platinum, there's an extensive amount of additional work and documentation required by the design team in order to be able to achieve that. And so not knowing what level that the city may want to choose from, we felt like, you know, in that zone is what, you know, wherever you decide, that would be what the consulting costs would be required to do so.
So separate consulting firms do the LEED type certification and design certification per the U.S.
Correct.
They're all building council. It's like organic food. They have a separate consultant that does the checklist for them.
Correct. And there are companies that just do that. Our company does that as well. I'm a LEED AP, so I can do that for you without hiring a separate company to do that. But we obviously have our consultants that contribute to the LEED, a mechanical engineer, for example, or civil engineer. All those contribute credits towards LEED certification as well. And that's included in the LEED consulting cost. Okay.
So at a just kind of high level, if we decided to go silver, for example, we'd have to pay the 25 in consulting, the 20 in commissioning, and the 15 in energy modeling.
Correct.
And if it was more like platinum, it would be more in the 60, 20, 16, and 15.
Correct.
Okay.
Somewhere in that zone.
Thank you.
Yes.
What is the benefit of that to a municipality like this? I could see where a commercial developer might strive for that kind of certification as a way to advertise a project or the building to new tenants who might be concerned with that type of certification. But if we spend $100,000 certifying a new building, what's the benefit to the residents?
Well, USGBC is essentially set up to provide a standard by which buildings can be graded in order to be able to establish where they are on the sustainability line that the USGBC has determined it to be.
Right, let me, before you get into that, you mentioned the $100,000 to be certified. I think that's just for the design certification, like building it in costs more, right? It's not just like this $100,000 delta. Like if they said in your design and it costs you $100,000 to pay these consultants to say, here's what your design would be then there's another cost to building it, right?
Well, yes and no. Again, depending on the credits that are chosen, the whole theory of USGBC and LEED is that if you spend more time focusing on achieving more specific design, that you actually may save some money in the construction. And I'll give you an example of that. Is one of the purposes of doing the energy modeling is to really zero in on what the real energy load requirements will be for the building, which would potentially allow you to purchase a smaller tonnage mechanical unit, which would cost less because the building code gives you other guidance that says if you're in this zone, you need to assume this is your load. And that's how most engineers select mechanical units. The energy modeling is a tool by which they can hone in on much tighter on it. And as an example, you potentially could buy a smaller mechanical unit. So depending on the credits, some of them cost more money, some of them might save you money. So it's a hard question to answer without specifically looking at each credit and looking at each project specifically.
Jeff, just a quick question on the certification generally. Is the certification a one and done kind of thing? Or when you get certified for LEED Silver, are you also taking on a responsibility year in, year out to maintain in a certain way to maintain that certification?
There is not a cost to maintain the certification at this point. There are conversations going on that at some point LEED wants to have a five-year recertification. That's not currently the situation. But that is where they're headed in order to be able to do that. There is other LEED categories about LEED for operational certifications for buildings that prove out to be operationally more efficient, which is a different rating system. But to answer your specific question, during design and construction, the original LEED plaque is one that you would achieve and the building would have it. And at this point, it would be for perpetuity.
Thank you.
That's great.
So, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but at this point, in terms of design and consulting work, to get the plaque costs us $100,000. High end of that range.
In the design on the design side, yes. And like I said, there are some credits that will come out of the LEED that will allow the construction cost to come down. But some of them, you know, depending on which ones you choose, could also cause them to go up.
But to Council Member Bell's point, if we were to say sustainability is a high priority for the city, you've worked with the city a long time, you're familiar with what goes into a LEED certification because of the benefits of it to, you know, long-term sustainability, and we wanted you to pursue those as part of the parameters for your design of this building as we're engaging you, you could do it without the benefit of having a plaque or a certification, couldn't you?
That is correct. We do that all the time. And we have some clients that tell us to comply with their requirements, just don't want to pay for the plaque as a path also. And I will tell you this, I am also a building owner. I own our own building, which is a LEED Platinum building. And so I'm very attuned to focusing on credits that actually save operational costs. And that is usually our approach to doing LEED for our clients, is focus on those credits that will actually save you money in operational costs over the long term, as opposed to other credits that may not have the same economic value to you over the long term. And so that is one of our particular components that we really focus on, and having a real building to gauge that against, I have ways to be able to help verify that really does save money versus some other credits.
But as I understand it, I mean, some of these things are not decisions we would be making tonight. Like, for example, LEED enhanced commissioning would be a cost we would incur only if we subsequently decided, based on your recommendation, that it would make sense to proceed to towards a gold or platinum certification.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So of the LEED costs, are there, which ones do we need to make a decision about tonight?
Well, when, for to get to any level of LEED, some level of lead consulting. The lead commissioning and the energy modeling are required to get any level of lead. One of the pathway to determining that on any project is early on in design is to do a lead workshop where the city staff would be involved with our consultants, and we would sit down and look at the various credits, which ones are the most likely ones for us to be able to achieve, which ones we can't achieve because of the site location or some other scenario, those just get set aside. And we will have a really good idea at that point which credits are likely to get to a certain level. And the city may say, you know, that's great, we can get the certified easy, but I want to get the gold. Tell me what I have to do to get the gold. We can come back and say, well, to get the gold, you're probably going to have to do PV panels or other approaches, which we know are going to cost more construction dollars. But it's really then a choice. Do you want to achieve the point or attempt the credits to get you to a higher level of lead? Or are you comfortable with where we are on the level without doing that? Right. And at that point, I would be able to have a more intelligent conversation about which, what are the real costs of construction and operationally to get to various levels. And probably we just haven't had the opportunity to have a lead workshop with everyone involved to evaluate that.
I have a question. Within Yes. The different levels of lead certification, is there any kind of guesstimate or are there parameters, or are you all able to say what a city's savings or lack thereof are for like a projected time, like 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years?
As part of the process, the energy model would provide what the expected energy use of the building was. So we could really see, hey, if we use the different level of insulation, how does it impact the energy use? I can calculate what that would save you in BTUs per month, right? And so the tools are there set up to really be able to evaluate if we did this, what is the real savings, what's the cost to get there, and what's the real savings of energy use. And that's all part of the lead process that happens through design.
But there are no like general, like if you are silver, here are your like.
There are some of those numbers out there. My experience, having done probably 70 lead projects in my career, is they're very from project to project depending on circumstances. So I think they're not as reliable.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks.
At what point would you be ready to do that workshop if we did want to kind of hold off on the lead perspective of this and have that workshop?
The lead workshop is one of the first things we'll want to do in schematic design.
So in terms of timing with other things we have going on in the city, including the sustainability task force, which I think won't be coming until sometime in June, would it be before or after that sustainability task force, to the best of your knowledge right now?
Well, if we started the project this week, our projection is we would be finished with schematic design on July 1st. So somewhere in that zone is when we really want to lock in on what is the right strategy, what's the right level. Because at that point, we'll be making real project scope decisions in order to be able to get there.
We do on July 1st, on July 13th, we have the CIP workshop, so that's probably not going to work, but maybe June, the next meeting, the June 27th meeting. But maybe, I don't think we have a workshop scheduled.
June 13th.
Well, the CIP is on the 13th, though, so that's going to be long. That's what I was thinking.
Don't have it then, because that's a long meeting.
Yeah, that's going to be long. But there is something on the 20th. Okay. We could do a special one if we want it. That's up to the council.
Okay.
Mid to late June is what you're thinking?
So sometime in the month of June would be good to, and I think we could come back with, here's what's possible. Here's what you have to do to get to these different levels and give you real information to be able to make a more intelligent conversation.
But for tonight, all we have to do is approve the $662,000 starting asked for. Okay. That's what,
and
I
then we'll just come back and
suggest. Yes. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we award the contract for architectural engineering design services for the Public Works campus and adopt the ordinance amending the 2022 budget in the amount of $662,000 to fund costs associated with the contract.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.